弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们教会跟其他在北美的华人教会都差不多，我们都是利用星期五晚上呢有这个查经团契的聚会。
Like many Chinese churches in North America, we also have fellowship meetings on Friday evenings.
但是呢，你晓不晓得，事实上在美国人教会的话呢，他们是星期三晚上有聚会的。
In a lot of American churches, they have a meeting on Wednesday evening.
就好像呢，在南卡罗来纳州的 Emmanuel 以马内利 AME 教会，他们就是利用礼拜三晚上有查经聚会。
And it was the same way for the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in South Carolina. They have a meeting on Wednesday evening.
但是呢，在六月十七号晚上，在教会里头就发生了枪击血案。
However, there was a mass shooting on the evening of June 17th.
六位姐妹，三位弟兄，一共九个人呢，就死在枪底下。
Nine people, six sisters and three brothers were shot and killed.
这里头呢，还包括他们的主任牧师，他们的主任牧师，同时呢，也是州议员。
Including their senior pastor, who also happened to be the state senator.
我们或许你不知道，但是呢。这个从新闻里头晓得说呢，这个案发地点，这个教会的话呢，它是具有一个历史意义的。
And perhaps you've gathered from watching the news that this particular church has a long history.
因此呢，毫无疑问的，有关这个种族冲突，还有这个枪支管制这些问题呢，还会再拿出来谈。
So, undoubtedly, it reignited issues on racial tension and on gun control.
还好。警方呢，在十个多小时之内就逮捕到了凶手。
Now the police was able to capture the shooter within about 10 hours.
我们可能是看电视，或者是从网站里头呢看到这个新闻。
And so perhaps we've seen the news on TV or on the web.
看的时候的话，心里很难过。
And we were sad to see this news.
但是呢，两天过去之后。这个事件呢，好像就过去了。
But in about 2 days, you know, nobody really remembered this news.
但是呢，对这个九个受害者家属，他们呢怎么去面对？他们怎么去过日子呢
？But to the victims or the family of these nine victims, how would they continue to go on living?
或许你看到电视凶手出庭的时候呢，他几乎没有说什么话。
And perhaps you've seen the shooter in court. He was silent.
同时呢，有一些受难者的家属呢，他们呢也到了这个法庭。
And the families of some of the victims were also there in court.
就在那个悲伤当中，他们可以说什么呢
？And in their profound sadness, what were they able to say?
有一个失去母亲的，他流泪表示说。
A person who lost his mother, she said,
你把我最宝贵的夺走了，但我原谅你。
You took away what was the most precious for me. However, I forgive you.
你伤害了我，你同时也伤害了许多人。
You've hurt me and has also hurt many people.
但我愿神饶恕你。
I hope that God will forgive you.
另外一位失去母亲的，他告诉媒体说。
And another person who also lost his mother told the media.
所以说我们呢已经原谅他的所作所为。
We have forgiven his actions.
我们的全家人呢能够表达的没有其他的，就是只有爱。
And what our family can express is nothing but love.
这个以马内利 AME 教会星期三发生这个事情。
So this took place on a Wednesday evening.
但是呢。他们决定星期日，他们还是正常的有主日聚会。
But they decided on the following Sunday to have a normal Sunday service.
是什么？是什么东西促使他们能够这样子过日子呢
？So what enabled them to do this?
我不晓得你有没有注意到，对神有盼望的，就能够接受眼前的不完全跟不完美。
So I don't know if you have noticed, but those who have hope in God can accept what is imperfect and what's incomplete.
因为呢，在他们的脑里头，他们晓得知道说呢，在神里头呢是有完全有完美的。
Because they know in their mind that in God there is perfection, there is completion.
因此呢，这个饶恕呢，就是呢，是接受眼前的不完全、不完美。
And so this forgiveness is also a way to accept what is incomplete and what is imperfect.
这个不完全不完美呢，也包括自己的不完全不完美，跟别人的不完全跟不完美。
And this imperfection includes their own imperfection as well as others' imperfection.
那是怎么样的人，他能够做这样子的饶恕呢？
And so what kind of people are able to forgive like this?
有盼望的人，对神有盼望的人。
Those whose hope is in God.
但是怎么样的盼望，怎么样的盼望不是盲目，不是虚空的。
But this hope is not an empty hope.
罗马书第一五章一到二节这样说。
And in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says,
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
It says, therefore, we have been justified through faith. We have peace through God, with God through Jesus Christ.
第二节，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
进一步在第五节，他说
，And also in verse 5 it says,
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And it says, hope does not, this hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣基督里的盼望是那唯一真实确定的。
And so the only true hope is the hope that's in Christ Jesus.
那怎么在盼望中过日子呢？
And so how do we live in this hope?
让我们一起来先跟我读中文，然后跟 Larry 读英文。彼得前书一章十八到二十一节。
And we'll read first in Chinese and then in English. First Peter chapter 1 verses 18.
来，我们一起来。知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
Let's read in English. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or goldthat you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him, you believe in God, raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God.
我们一起祷告。是的，父神，我们再一次来到你面前，献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we come before you, offer our thanks.
我们再一次的求你开我们的心，让我们心眼，叫我们能够明白你的话语。
We ask that you open the eyes of our heart so that we can understand your word.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
使徒彼得他在信件里头一开始就讲到一章三节。
So in the beginning of this letter, Peter stated,
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。注意这个盼望。
So he said, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope.Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let's focus our attention on this word hope.
同时呢，写信的彼得呢，他晓得收信人他们所处的一个光景是如何。
Because Peter knew the situation of the recipients of this letter.
一章六节，他说
，Verse six.
但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，他们在试炼当中。
Says.Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
那我们怎么样让第三节的那个盼望呢，在试炼苦难中呢，能够落实呢？
So how do we make this hope become true in the midst of their trial?
第十三节十四节这样子说。
In verses 13 and 14 it says.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
And he says, therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had.When you lived in ignorance.
所以这告诉我们说要刻意的刻意的去脱离那一种放纵私欲这种世界捆绑。
And so, it says we have to put into action to be released from the bondage.
那这里说呢，不要效法呢，是一种消极的态度跟方法。
And where it says do not conform, it's sort of a passive attitude.
但是呢，积极的态度跟方法是什么呢？
And what's the more proactive attitude?
第十五节、十六节，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记得说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In verses 15 and 16, it says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'"
不是说我们做什么事情让自己圣洁。
So it's not the things that we do that makes us holy.
而是因为呢，我们已经归属了耶和华神，我们是做了耶和华神的子民，我们是圣洁的。
But because we already belong to the Lord, that makes us holy.
我们可能会问说，那这个圣洁到底是怎么发生的呢？
And so how does this holiness take place?
是圣灵成就这样子的事情。
I mean, it's the Holy Spirit who has accomplished.
因此呢，在一切所行的事上，当我们有意的，我们有意的去顺从圣灵而行的时候，我们就可以活出那圣洁。
So when we obey God in an active manner, we can become holy.
有人又会在问说，那这个又跟我们在盼望中过日子有什么关系呢？
And so perhaps you would ask, what does that have to do with our living in hope?
第十七节
verse 17.
他说：“你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。”
17 it says, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially. Live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
当我们用那个不同于世俗的生活方式或者是态度过日子的时候，我们就可以向那公义慈爱的神交账。
And so only when we live with an attitude that's different from the world can we give an account to God.
到这我们需要呢再退一步问说呢，那是不是属神的都能够存一个敬畏的心？
So, is it true that all those who belong to God can have a reverent heart?
换一个角度来看说呢，那是不是你我基督门徒怎么能够有一个敬畏的心呢？
In other words, how can we, the disciples of Jesus, have this reverent heart?
因为十八节说。
Because verse 18 it says,
直到你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物。
Verse 18 it says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed.
这个分词知道什么事情是表示说呢，是应当要晓得这些内容的。
So here where it says, for you know, it refers to something that they really should.No, already.
他们应该知道的一些基本的一些基督信仰。
It's the foundations of their belief.
有了这样子一个基础呢，保罗呢，他才能够从上面呢做建造的工作。
And so upon this foundation can Paul build on.
就好像说呢，我们学数学的时候，我们是先学加减。
It's like when we started learning math, we started with addition and subtraction.
然后呢，我们才能够呢学乘跟除。
And then we moved on to multiplication and division.
或者是呢更高的数学。
And then more advanced math.
那这里呢，收信的人他们已经知道什么事情呢？
So what did the recipients of the letter, what did they know already?
他们已经得赎了。
They know that they have been redeemed.
这个得赎动词，这个得赎呢是一个被动语态。
And this is a passive voice. You were redeemed.
就意思就是说呢，不是自己呢去达到的。
It's not something that they accomplish by themselves.
而是呢别人成就了，我们呢做领受的。
But it's accomplished by someone else and they received it.
就好像以弗所书一章七节说。
Like in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin in accordance to the riches of God's grace.
那在这里的救赎的话呢，是指呢过犯得以赦免，这个叫做救赎。
The redemption here means that their sins were forgiven.
但是回到彼得，使徒彼得一章，彼得前书一章十八节，他这个得赎是什么意思呢？
Going back to 1 Peter, what does the redeemed here, what does it mean?
他说呢，是脱去你们祖宗所流传虚妄的行为。
He says you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers.
什么是虚妄的行为呢？
What's an empty way of life?
难道所有历史历代这些慈善举动、这些文明进步、这些科技发达，都算是虚妄的吗？
Does it mean that all the acts of kindness through the centuries and all the technological advancement, they're all empty?
圣经是怎么定义这个虚妄的呢？
How does the Bible define this empty way of life?
当使徒保罗他在旅行布道来到一个城市叫做路斯德的时候，
when Paul came to this town,
叫路斯德，他就靠神的全能呢，把一个瘸腿的人呢，把他的医治了。
Through God's power, he was able to heal someone who was crippled.
这些群众当地人呢，看到保罗行这样子的神迹呢，他就把那个跟着保罗在一块的巴拿巴呢，称他为宙斯。
And so when the people saw this and they started calling Barnabas who was with Paul, they started referring to him as Zeus.
然后呢，称保罗呢为这个希尔米。
And they call Paul this other deity.
然后呢，他们就牵着牛，拿着花圈呢，要来什么？要来向巴拿巴跟保罗呢献祭。
And they took some cows and flowers to offer as a sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas.
保罗看到这个情形呢，他说《使徒行传》第十四章十五节，保罗说呢：“诸君为什么做这事呢？我们也是人，性情。”和你们一样，我们传福音给你们是叫你们脱离这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
So we see in Acts chapter 14, Paul responded by saying, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God."
因虚妄就表示说呢，他们呢不是归向神的，他们是在虚妄当中。
And so, the empty way means that they do not yet belong to God, and so they live in an empty way of life.
所以我们回到彼得前书一章十八节，这个虚妄的行为呢，就是指呢他们在信主之前那一种生活方式跟态度。
And so, back to 1 Peter, the empty way of life means.The way they used to live before they came to know Christ.
那种生，我们知道这个一个态度跟认知就会带出我们的行为来。
And we know that certain understanding and attitude will reveal itself in action.
一位虔诚的信徒，他活到105岁的时候呢，他突然间呢，不再去那个犹太会堂聚会了。
There was this devout believer at the age of 105, suddenly he stopped going to the synagogue.
因为他已经这么多年，他这么多年的忠心的去参加聚会，所以呢，这个会堂的拉比呢， 就觉得很奇怪，怎么这个老信徒呢，怎么突然缺席了？
And he's been so consistent for so many years that the rabbi was surprised to see that he stopped coming.
所以在这样子一个震惊当中的话呢，这个拉比的话，他就决定说呢，去看看这位老弟兄。
So the rabbi decided to visit this old brother.
哎，他去了之后呢，发现这位老弟兄呢，他身体呢还非常健康呢。
And what the rabbi found out was that this 105-year-old man was still very healthy.
而且问说，你为什么？参加聚会这么多年了，怎么不见你来参加聚会了呢？
So the rabbi asked him, why did you stop coming after all these years?
这个老人呢，他就压低声音，他就说呢，让我告诉你，拉比。
So he said in a low voice, he said, let me tell you, rabbi.
他声音更小，声音更小，说呢，当我九十岁的时候呢，我期盼的神呢，能够把我接回去。
So he whispered to the rabbi. He said, "When I was 90 years old, I expected God to take me home."
但是呢，当我到了九十五岁，甚至于到了一百岁，现在呢是105岁了。
But when I turned 95 and I turned 100, and then now I am 105 years old.
我想呢，神呢，他非常的忙，他肯定呢把我给忘记了。
And I thought, God is so busy, perhaps he has forgotten about me.
我也不想提醒他。
And so I don't want to remind him.
我们知道我们认知什么，我们就活出什么。
And so we know that our understanding will reveal itself in action.
我们如果认为说神呢只是在这里，在这个教堂里头的神的话，那我们呢在教会就活出一套，回到家里头我们又活出另外一套来。
So if our understanding of God is that he is only the God within these four walls, we will live one life here and then we'll live another life when we go home.
所以看看我们自己的生活。
And so let us examine our own lives.
大家就晓得说我们到底真正相信的知道的是什么。
And we'll find out what we actually believe.
所以在座的你我已经知道自己是得赎了吗？
And so, for those who sit here, do you know that we have been redeemed?
你知道我们已经脱离那虚妄的行为了吗？
Do you know that we have been relieved from this empty way of life?
那个脱离虚妄的行为，它的意思就是说呢，我们已经是一个新造的人了。
Because this means that we are a new creation.
因为呢，在就好像一章三节所说的。
Like what it says in verse 3.
他承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活。重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ.
如果我们不知道这个事实，这个真理，
and so if we don't know about this truth,
如果我们不认为这是一个事实，这是一个真理，
if we do not believe that this has taken place,
我们不接受，或者是我们不接受这个事实或是真理，
and that we do not accept this as true.
难怪我们的生活方式跟我们的生活态度在信主前跟信主后是一样的。
Perhaps there would be no difference between the way we used to live and the way we live now.
那我们是怎么能够脱离那虚妄的行为呢？
And so how do we how do we get released from this empty way of life?
是我们自己努力的结果吗？
Is it through our own actions?
一章十八节下面怎么说？他说呢，不是凭着那能坏的金银等物。
Verse 18 it says, "You know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed."
或许我们就可以想象说呢，在过去那种奴隶的买赎是用金或者是用银把奴隶呢给买赎回来。
For example, to redeem slaves in the past, you can do this with gold or silver.
那在这里说是能坏的，所以我们可能会想说，这个金或银呢是价值呢比较低。
And where it says with perishable things, perhaps we think that silver or gold are not worthy enough.
但是呢，我们基督门徒信耶稣，我们的重生，我们成为新造的人。不是用那能坏的金银。
But for the believers, our rebirth, the fact that we have become a new creation, was not purchased with gold or silver.
那是什么呢？
So what is it?
第十九节。
Verse 19.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
We were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
耶稣的血比远远超过那个金银的价值。
And so the blood of Christ is far more valuable than silver or gold.
因为基督的救赎不受时间空间的影响。
Because this redemption that was accomplished by Christ is not limited by time or space.
因此呢，作者呢特别加了一个形容词，说是一个宝血。
And so here it says the precious blood.
但是在这里的重点呢，不是在讲说那个赎价的高或者是低。
But the main point is not whether this redemption is valuable or not.
而是呢，成就这样子一个救赎的方式。
But rather, the way it was accomplished.
不是用人努力去达到的。
It is not through our own efforts.
他说呢，不是脱去那祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，因为人呢想要用行为呢在神面前称义。
Because this empty way of life was handed down from us because we want to become righteous through our own effort.
人呢想要去透过呢拜偶像呢，能够在神面前呢，能够呢有这个 credit.
Perhaps people through idol worship they wanted to have to earn some credit before God.
但是呢，是神透过基督，只有神跟基督。来，这完全是神的工作的。
But this is entirely the work of God through Christ.
如果你认为说自己呢，哎，自己是还不错的人，我是好人，得救。
If you think that, well, you know, I'm a pretty good person, I should be saved.
那你大概呢，就还不是很清楚第一章十八十九节这个事实，这个真理。
Perhaps you have not understood the truth that is taught here in verses 18 and 19.
那凭基督的宝血又是什么意思呢？
So, with the precious blood of Christ, what does that really mean?
他又说呢，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Because here it says a lamb without blemish or defect.
我们在读圣经的时候，每一次讲到血的时候呢，基本上就是代表了被杀或者是代表死亡。
In the Bible, whenever we encounter this word blood, it talks about killing or there's talking about sacrifice.
回到旧约的献祭。
Going back to the Old Testament.
所以我们读圣经的时候，旧约、新约呢要一块读啊。
And so when we read the Bible, we need to kind of refer back and forth between the old and the new.
在旧约时期，这个献祭、这个祭物、这个动物的要求呢是非常严格的。
In the Old Testament, whenever people would bring animals for sacrifice, there were very strict requirements.
利未记二十二章二十一节到二十三节，我来念。凡从牛群或是羊群中将平安祭献给耶和华，为要还特许的愿，或是做甘心献的，所献的必纯全无残疾的，才蒙悦纳。
And so we see in Leviticus, when anyone brings from the land or flock, a fellowship offering to the Lord to fulfill a special vow, or as a freewill offering, it must be without defect or blemish to be acceptable.
第二十二节，瞎眼的、折伤的、残废的、有瘤子的、长癣的、长疥的，都不可献给耶和华，也不可在坛上作为火祭献给耶和华。
Verse 22 it says, "Do not offer to the Lord the blind, the injured, or the maimed." Or anything with warts or festering or running sores. Do not place any of these on the altar as an offering made to the Lord by fire.
23节，无论是公羊或是绵羊羔，若肢体有余的或是缺少的，只可做甘心祭献上，用以还愿，却不蒙悦纳。
And you may, however, present as a free will offering an ox or sheep that is deformed or stunted. But it will not be acceptable in fulfillment of a vow.
我们再看下一章，回到彼得前书一章十八节。所以在这里呢，提到耶稣他的牺牲是蒙神悦纳的。
And so coming back to 1 Peter, it says Christ has done was pleasing to God.
耶稣他在哪里牺牲他的生命呢？
And where did Christ offer up his life?
在十字架上
on the cross，
是一个非常残酷、非常残忍的一个死刑的刑死罪的刑罚。
And his death was extremely cruel。
那你会说，那这个发生在那么久的事情，跟活在二十一世纪的我有什么关系呢？
And so you may ask, you know, what does this have to do with me living in the 21st century?
在旧约那个无瑕疵、无玷污羔羊的血，能够蒙神悦纳的结果是什么
？And you know, what is the result of this blood shed by the precious lamb without blemish or defect?
因为是蒙神的悦纳，所以呢，就叫献祭的呢得到益处。
Because it was pleasing to God.So that those who offer this sacrifice would receive the benefits.
同样的，基督他在十字架上所流出的宝血，叫你我信的人得赎得益处。
And so the because Christ shed his blood on the cross, those who believe in him can receive the benefit.
这个益处呢，就是呢，神他重生了我们，我们呢是新造的人。
And that benefit is the rebirth that we have become a new creature.
所以我要问我你我真的知道在十字架救赎之下呢，已经成为新造的人吗
？So I want to ask that, do you really understand? Do you really know that we have become a new person through the cross?
但是有人可能会问说，怎么信主的，包括自己，仍然还是有那个信主之前。那样子一个虚妄的行为呢
？And so perhaps you would ask them, why is it then that those who believe in Christ still has tendencies from that life, from that empty way of life before knowing Christ?
不只是别人，有时候我们也会看到自己就是那个样子。
I mean, it's just not other people. It's you know, it happens to us too.
我也很惊讶。
I too am surprised.
因为呢，既然你我已经是新造的人，怎么我为什么就不把它活出来呢？
You know, now that we are a new creation, why are we not living this life?
我们是有这个能力的。
We are capable.
那问题出在哪
？So the question, or the problem is on this.
我们是不是经常的、时常的知道自己已经是得赎的呢
？Do we know on an ongoing basis that we have been redeemed.
而不是说呢，只有在星期天坐在这儿的时候呢，哦，才想到说我是已经得赎了，走出去就忘记了。
Or we only think about this on Sunday mornings, and then after we leave the church, we forget about it.
我们是不是总是看自己是一个新造的人呢
？Do we look at ourselves continually as a new creation?
而不是呢，一站起来的话就都忘记了。
Rather than just kind of you know remembering for a short while and then just forgetting.
当我们这样子在十架救赎底下呢，活出新人，就是呢在盼望中过日子。
And so to live in this hope is to live a new life through the cross.
因此呢，可以看到耶稣基督跟在盼望中过日子是不可以分开来的。
And so we know that Christ cannot be separated from this living in hope.
那有关于耶稣基督的死，第二十节继续说。
And in verse 20, it continues to talk about the death of Christ.
他说，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
It says he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last days for your sake.
有一天早晨，当那个在购物中心的这个珠宝店呢，它的门一开
，One morning, as soon as this jewelry store in the mall opened its door,
有一个人呢，他很快的就冲进去了。
A man rushed in.
他就说呢，我需要一对呢钻石耳环。
He said, I need a pair of diamond earrings.
店员呢就很热心的呢，把这个各式各样广泛的这个样式呢给他看。
And so the clerk showed him a nice selection of earrings.
但是呢，他很快的就挑了一对耳环。
But quickly he picked a pair.
店员问他，哎，你是不是要做这个，把这个耳环呢作为一个礼品包装
？And so the clerk asked him, you know, would you like this wrapped, gift wrapped?
这个人说，哎呀，太好了，但是呢，请你快一点。
He said, "Great, but hurry up, please hurry up."
因为呢，我忘了今天呢，是我跟我太太的这个结婚周年纪念日。
Because I forgot about my wedding anniversary.
而且呢，我太太以为呢，我是拿垃圾出去丢了。
And my wife thinks I'm just taking out the trash right now.
在我们的生命里头，在我们的生活里头呢，有很多事情呢，都是临时发生、临时决定的。
And so, in our lives, a lot of things happen spontaneously.
但是，耶稣基督，包括耶稣在十九节的死，不是意外。
But Jesus Christ and his death on the cross was not an accident. Did not happen spontaneously.
这个英文 NIV 圣经呢，它翻译成了被拣选。
Here in the NIV it says he was chosen.
那其他的英文版本的话呢，把它翻译成了预先被知道。
In other English translations, it may say it was with fore it was foreknown.
中文呢，把这个中文圣经呢，把这个神这个字呢，加上去。
And in the Chinese, it added it was known by God.
那事实上它加得很好。原本原文里头呢没有神这个字。
And in the original language, there was it did not mention the word God.
我们又问，那预先被神知道又怎样呢
？And so we may ask, well, what does it mean? You know that it was known by God.
或者是作者彼得呢？他写二十节，他的目的是什么呢
？And why?What is Peter trying to convey with verse 20?
罗马书第八章二十九节怎么说
？In Romans chapter 8:29,
他说：“因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。”
And it says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son."That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
所以他的他儿子呢，就是指耶稣基督。
And his son refers to Jesus.
所以这一节让我们看到他预先知道呢，就表示说呢，这不仅仅呢有一个紧密的关系。
And so here it says he knew ahead of time. That is very important.
不仅仅有那紧密的关系，而且呢，他预先知道就表示呢，他呢，神在这个人的身上呢，是会有作为，是会有工作的。
Not only does God know, but it means that on this particular person, God will have some work.
那八章二十九节这个预先知道呢，是一个主动的动词。
And here for the word foreknew is an active verb.
我们再回到彼得前书一章二十节，那个知道的话呢，是一个被动的。
And again, going back to 1 Peter, here where it says he was chosen, this is a passive voice.
除了这个被动的之外呢，那最另外一个动词显现的话呢，也是一个被动的。
And also, he was revealed, this is also passive.
所以在这两个被动的动词，它的主词呢，都是指耶稣基督，耶稣基督被知道，耶稣基督被显现。
And the subject of the verbs were, was Jesus. He was chosen and he was revealed.
但是重点呢不是在耶稣基督，重点呢是神他做这样子的工作，神他预先知道，神呢他做显现的工作。
But the main point is not on Christ, but rather God. He foreknew and he carried out this work.
也就是说，耶稣基督他在十字架上的受死，他成就这样子的救赎恩典，是神他主动挑头的。
And in other words, what Jesus accomplished on the cross was the work of God.
是主动挑头，意思就是说呢，他在很早很早，在创世以前呢，他就计划好、安排好的。
Long, long ago, God had already planned this.
并且呢，是在一个恰当的时间、一个合适的时间，在末世，神呢，他要自己完成这个工作。
And at the right time, God would accomplish His own work.
或许是这样子的观念，所以 MIB 呢把它翻译成这个被拣选。
And so, perhaps because of this understanding, the NIV chose to state that He was chosen.
来强调这是神的工作。
To emphasize that it was the work of God.
你说神这样子大费周章是为了谁呢
？And so, you know, what does Why does God do all this? You know, for whom?
为你们。
It says it was done for your sake.
回到第一章第一节， 他说呢，就为耶稣基督，就是为这一些分散寄居在外地的这些基督门徒，这些圣徒。
For the recipients of this letter, God's people scattered around the world.
这些分散在各地的被人所轻看、所忽略。
Those who scatter through the world that who were looked down upon by others.
回到一章二十节，却是呢神所注意、神所看重的。
Even though others looked down upon them, they were valued by God.
我们又会问，那为什么耶神呢？他需要成就这个十字架救赎呢
？So why does God need to accomplish this salvation on the cross？
这里有一个字叫做末世。
And here it says in these last times，
也就是表示说呢，这是神他最后审判刑罚快来到了。
I mean it says that the final judgment is about to come。
两千多年前，耶稣基督他降世道成肉身，是末世的开始。
2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, it signifies the beginning of the end time.
所以呢，可以看得到我们现在呢，已经很靠近神那最后的审判了。
And so it means that we are closer and closer to God's judgment.
那收信的人，他们在当时，他们是怎么来回应这个末世呢？
And so how did the recipients of this letter respond to this idea of the end time?
他们是怎么样来回应基督在十字架上的救赎呢？
How did they respond to the redemption that was done on the cross?
二十一节
Verse 21.
他说，你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
It says, through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God.
一个人能够信神是因为呢，因着耶稣基督，所以我们的信仰呢，事实上是有一个对象的。
And so a person can come to know God through Christ.
那信神什么呢？
So what do we believe about God?
所以呢，我们的信仰不只是有对象，而且呢是有内涵的，要不然呢就是一个迷信。
There's a subject to in which we place our faith, and there's also a content of our faith. Otherwise, it would be a sort of a superstition.
神在耶稣基督身上成就了什么呢
？What did God accomplish on Jesus?
神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
He raised him from the dead.
这是一个众所周知的一个历史事件。
And this is a historical fact.
五旬节的时候，在耶路撒冷，彼得他向会众，他向群众讲到《使徒行传》二章三十二节。
In the book of Acts, we read about Peter speaking to the crowd on Pentecost.
他说。这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事情做见证。
He says, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
这是一个历史事件。
And it's a historical fact.
再回到一章二十一节，那信也信神什么呢
？And so, coming back to verse 21, through him you believe God. So what do we believe about God?
信神。给耶稣基督荣耀。
That God has given glory to Jesus.
这就是指到三章二十二节，在上面说呢，耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
And as we read in chapter 3, that Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him.
在下一章回到一章二十二节，是神他有这样子的能力，叫基督耶稣从死里复活。
And so God has this power to raise Christ from the dead.
是神他有这样子的权柄，可以呢给耶稣基督荣耀。
And God has the authority to glorify Jesus.
神为什么要这么做呢？他的目的是什么呢
？And what's the purpose of God's doing?
叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
So that our faith.And hope are in God.
如果你我是这样子信神，是这样子盼望神， 在过日子的话呢，就是一个全然依靠全能神，也就是全然荣耀神的一个生活。
And so if we live our lives with this hope and this belief, then it will glorify God.
这跟一章十七节事实上是首尾呼应的。
And this kind of reflects in verse 17.
一章十七节，前面一章。啊！你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
He says, since you call on a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
怎么样在盼望中过日子呢
？How do we live in this hope?
全然的依靠这位全能的神、荣耀的神。
We ought to rely.Totally on God.
最后我们怎么来回应今天的经文呢
？So how then shall we respond?
向标杆直跑。
We would press on toward the goal.
我们都晓得，美国的最高法庭、最高法院呢，已经判决了这个同性婚姻呢是合法的。
And we know recently that the United States Supreme Court has ruled that same-sex marriage to be legal in all 50 states.
所以从此以后，我们在讲婚姻的时候的话呢，我们需要多讲几个字。
And so from now on, when we talk about marriage, we need to sort of clarify.
我们需要讲说呢，这是一个同性婚姻呢，还是一个异性婚姻
？And whether it's a same-sex marriage or opposite-sex marriage.
那美国最高法院他们的裁定呢，肯定会冲击到呢，在美国的宗教信仰、宗教自由。
And undoubtedly, this decision will have an impact on religious freedom.
会有怎么样的影响呢
？And how will it affect it?
慢慢，我们就会知道了。
I think we will find out in due time.
那在这样子一个堕落、败坏、不确定的环境当中。基督门徒该怎么样过日子呢
？And so how then should the disciples of Christ live in this world？
向着标杆直跑。
We ought to press on toward the goal。
这个向着标杆直跑，就是呢，在盼望中，信神，盼望神来过日子。
It means that we need to live our life with this hope in God。
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
是的，父神，我们谢谢你，因为你。很早就赐下这样子的话语，为了要来坚固我们的心。
God, we thank you that you, a long time ago, you have decided to solidify your word to strengthen our hearts.
让我们领受了我们被你的话语所光照。
And so that we, our path can be illuminated by your word.
也让我们被你的话语所坚固。
And that we can be strengthened by your word.
让我们能够照着你的心意来这世上过日子。
That we can live according to your will.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen. May the grace of the Lord who died on the cross for us and the love of God who created us according to his image
And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit who lives in our hearts be with us all forever and ever. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱以及圣灵的感动常与我们众人同在，直到世界的末了。我们一起来回应。 Amen.